Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Okay, stand with me with your Bibles to Luke, the first chapter. Reading from the 26th to the 37th verse, and I will read from the 26th to the 28th verse, and I want everyone to read from the 29th to the 37th verse. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to the city of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and having come in, the angel said unto her, "Rejoice, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women." You can read from the 29th verse, everybody want to go. Nothing shall be impossible. Let us pray. Father, yesterday is gone. Another day has come. Do something new. Do a new thing in the life of every one of us gathered at your feet this day. In the name of your Son Jesus, and we will be careful to give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' mighty name, and everybody said amen. Well, shout and be seated and give God the praise. For some few minutes, just want to exhort you before you leave here, and then I'm going to get you into prayer and trust God that I'll be able to minister to two categories of people that the Holy Spirit is mandating me to minister to quickly. The Bible talks about, let me title this message for some few minutes, because you are going to leave these grounds, and before we see you, you need some tools and some weapons in your hands. And I want to title this message for these few minutes, "Your warfare is determined by what you are carrying." Turn to somebody and say, "Your warfare is determined by what you carry." Everybody carries something. Everybody is pregnant with something. Even though we are men and we are women, in the natural woman has a womb, but also in the spirit, men and women carry womb in the spirit. There is a womb of the spirit. See, I hear you. And an angel of the Lord, after God had promised the woman in Genesis to give her a seed, after many thousands of years, when the fullness of time had come, God appeared by an angel to Mary, a virgin. and said that thou art highly favored, and blessed art thou among women. And Mary was very concerned about the kind of greetings and salutation that the angel brought. And then the angel said that I have a mandate from God. There is a judicial decision from heaven to plant a seed in you that will bruise the head of Satan. And Mary said, but how can I get pregnant, seeing that I know not a man? And the angel said, you don't need a man to make this happen, because this is going to be supernatural and this is going to be divine. Somebody say, I hear you. As much as women, you need a man, I came to tell you that there are certain things God is going to do when you get out of here that you don't need flesh and blood to affirm it, because God is going to do it supernaturally. Somebody shout supernatural. Joseph was engaged to Mary, and Joseph decided to come to manpower. So he traveled and left Israel and came to manpower. When he went back to Tel Aviv, his friend said to him, something has happened. You must come right now to Nazareth and find out. He said, what happened? They said, Mary, your fiancé is pregnant. And Joseph said, she's what? They said, she's heavily pregnant. Now Joseph got to Nazareth, finds Mary and said, Mary, what happened? Talk to me, girl. I want to understand this. Mary said, you don't understand. You can't understand this. And Joseph said, baby, you better talk to me. You better make me understand, because I need some answers, baby. Who is he? And Mary said, you don't understand. Joseph said, make me understand. He said, God, make me pregnant. Joseph said, why is it written in the Bible that God goes around making people's fiancé pregnant? I need some answers, baby. Talk to me. You're making me mad, girl. I need to understand who did this to you. Show me the man, and he's dead. And Mary said, there is no man involved in this. This is God. Joseph goes to Mary's father and mother and said, Dad, Mom, I need some answers. She's pregnant, and I don't know who did it, and I didn't do it. And according to the law, they were engaged but not yet officially married. And therefore, there was a law that if the woman was found engaged by the man that engaged her, they will be found. Fine. But if she was found pregnant with another man, she will be stoned to death. Now, Mary was highly favored, and she was blessed of the Lord, but she was facing a very big time challenge here and crisis and a possible public execution. And yet she was highly favored, and yet she was blessed of the Lord, but she was facing all kinds of controversies. Now just imagine what was going on in the community, because Nazareth was a very small little place. And so everybody in the community heard about what was going on. Have you heard? Mary is pregnant, and Joseph claims he don't know anything about it, and nobody knows who impregnated her, and she claims God made her pregnant. Now just begin to imagine the trauma, the controversy that surrounds this particular pregnancy, and the fact that there was a possible attempt from the side of the enemy to incite the keepers of the law to stone her to death, and yet she was carrying the Messiah and the seed that would bruise the head of the serpent, and she was going through all kinds of controversies, and yet she was highly favored, blessed of the Lord. How can I be highly favored? How can I be blessed among women and yet be subjected to rumors and to controversy, and yet to be misrepresented and to be ostracized by society? How can I be highly favored and be blessed and still have folks talking about me? When you live here because of what you are carrying, folks are going to talk about you. And there are things God is going to do with your life, and God is going to put inside of you to carry for him and to bear, that you just can't explain yourself to anybody about what's going on inside of you and what God is doing with you. And all you got to do is to hold your peace, because you don't even understand what's going on with you. Is anybody hearing me? Joseph went to Mary's mother and said, "Mama, I need some help here. She's pregnant. I didn't do it. Everybody's going to think I did it. And she's not talking to me. She's not telling me what's going on. I need to know who did this to her." Mama said, she said God made her pregnant. She said the Holy Ghost came upon her, and the power of the Most High overshadowed her. And God planted this thing in her womb. You must understand that even the birth of Christ was surrounded with controversy. And the woman that carried this thing, because of what she was carrying, she was subjected to all kinds of rumor and to talking, and she was subjected to all kinds of misrepresentation because of what she was carrying. And when you live here, you have been impregnated by the Holy Ghost. God has put a seed inside of you. God has planted something inside of you. And when you live here, because of what you are carrying, the enemy will try to come against you. But you must understand that the devil don't attack anybody who is not carrying anything. And he doesn't attack anybody who is not going anywhere. Is anybody hearing me? Shout yes! Whenever the devil comes against you, it's because you are carrying something. Whenever the devil gets very interested in you, it's because you're going somewhere. Turn to somebody and say, "You're going somewhere." Joseph said, "Mary, you need to talk to me, because you see, Mary, according to the law, you will be stoned to death publicly, because I didn't do this to you. And you can't tell the Sadducees and the scribes and the Pharisees that God made you pregnant. You can't do that. So I need some answers to be able to defend your cause." Mary said, "Under the circumstances, I have no defense. God is my defense." There are times where God will put you in a situation that you can't defend yourself, and there is nothing you can say to explain anything to anybody. You just have to be still and look up to God and believe God that in the process of time, God will bring you through, clear your name, and vindicate you. Sometimes it's not necessary to explain yourself, because the more you explain yourself, the more you are misunderstood, because you yourself don't understand what is going on. And ladies and gentlemen, what God is going to do with you, he hasn't done it before. There is no point of reference. There is no point of reference that you can look up to and say, "You see, what has happened to me is what happened to that person." There will be nothing like that. You will be the best person that God will ever use you in your family, in your community, in your church, in your nation, in your city, in your world, to do a new thing. Somebody shout, "A new thing." I just got to rush this thing through because of my time. Now the angel said, "Mary." This is where my message is. The angel said, "Mary, I'm leaving to heaven, and I don't live on earth. You are going to get pregnant, and you are going to need somebody who understands exactly what's going on inside of you. And you are going to need to find your Elizabeth. You are going to need to find somebody who is carrying the same thing that you are carrying. You are going to need someone who is carrying that which relates to what you are carrying. Because if what they are carrying is different from what you are carrying, and there is no divine connection between what they are carrying and what you are carrying, they can kill your baby." So the angel said, "Mary, your cousin Elizabeth, she is 6 months pregnant." What does that mean? It means that she's more pregnant than you. when you live here, you gotta go find somebody that is more pregnant than you. Is anybody hearing me? Come on, shout yes. My God, I wish I had time to work this thing. Jesus. Listen to me. Elizabeth was at a very old age at this time. She had been expecting to be pregnant for so many years and decades, and it never happened. One time the husband was in the temple praying, and the same angel Gabriel that appeared to Mary appeared to Zacharias and said, I have a good news for you. Zacharias said, what is the good news? He said, your wife is about to get pregnant. Zachariah said, you are angels, you live in eternity, we live in time, you don't understand what you're saying. Zachariah said, at my old age, my wood is dry, I have no unction to function. The angels said, don't worry about it. Don't you know that an old wood is easier to light than a fresh wood? Zachariah said, I need some explanation here. You got to help me and give me some answers, because people are going to ask me, Zacharias, what happened to Mamas? What happened to Mama Elizabeth? And I need some explanation. So angel, you better talk to me, because I need to know what to tell the people when my old wife, as an old lady, come out with a stomach out. I need to know what to tell all the folks that are going to ask me. Grandpa, what happened to grandma? I need some explanation. The angel said, Zacharias, I'm going to help you out, because you have nothing to do with this. This is between the woman and God, and we don't want you to mess with this whole thing. And if we don't deal with you, you're going to mess with this whole thing with your mouth. And so we're going to help you out. Until the baby is born, you're going to be dumb. I came to tell you that some of you are pregnant, and you better be careful what you say with your mouth so you don't abort your baby. The devil is going to try to come against you because of what you are carrying, because of what is in the inside of you, and vex you and agitate you to make you say something you shouldn't say with your mouth, to try to explain what's going on. Hey lady, you can't explain this. Your husband can't understand you. God will have to talk to the man. Your friends can't understand you. Your mama can't understand you. Your daddy can't understand you. Your best friend can't understand you. Your aunt and your uncle can't understand you. Because this is between you and God. Is anybody hearing me? Come on, shout yes. My God, I have 20 minutes. I wish I could have time to work this thing. Look at me. The Bible said Elizabeth was old. Elizabeth, the Bible said, hid herself in the room for 5 months. I came to tell you, it's time to come out of your hiding place. Are you hearing me, somebody? She had believed and expected and waited, to the point, like the Shunammite woman, she had given up that she may never possibly have a child again in her life. She was set in her ways, comfortable, waiting to go to heaven. Suddenly, God infused her womb and invaded her body. And she said, I don't know how to handle this in my old age. I don't know how to vomit in my old age. I don't know how to deal with nausea in my old age. It's an embarrassment. I came to tell you that God is about to embarrass you with a blessing. You didn't hear what I said. God is about to embarrass you with a blessing. Something you have least expected. Something you never thought would ever happen. Prayers you prayed that was never answered. And you've given up all and thought that God was never going to come through. As you leave here tomorrow, God is going to come through for you. Suddenly, unexpectedly, and embarrass you. Somebody shout, I hear you. My God, I don't have time to work this thing. Elizabeth least expected that it could ever happen. She'd given up, set in her ways. My God, she was an old lady. Bible scholar says she was over 80 years old, pregnant. At this time, something she never thought would ever happen, happened to her. I came to tell you prophetically this morning that something incredible is about to happen to you. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. I said something incredible as you live here is about to happen to you. Some unanswered prayers are about to be answered. Are you hearing me, somebody? He may not come when you need him. He may not come when you want him, but he will come at the right time. Somebody shout yes. Now, quickly, let me land so I can get you to pray, because that is my assignment. Just wanted to preach a little bit before I get you to pray. Hear me out. Elizabeth hid herself in the room and won't come out and see the son for 5 months. And Mary went to see Elizabeth. When she knocked at Elizabeth's door and she opened her door, Bible scholar said that Elizabeth's baby was a still baby. John the Baptist wasn't moving. John the Baptist wasn't kicking in mama's womb. Mary had to go visit with Elizabeth. When she knocked at the door of Elizabeth, there was a divine infusion. Somebody say divine infusion. My God, when she opened the door and Elizabeth beheld Mary, something leaped in the womb of Elizabeth. Are you hearing me, somebody? Shout yes. You see, you need to find your Elizabeth, because ain't nobody that can cause your baby to leap like your Mary. Ain't nobody can cause your baby to leap like your Elizabeth. Is anybody hearing me? When Mary stood in the presence of Elizabeth, immediately there was a divine connection, a divine infusion. The lesser braid of the word of God infused and injected, went into the DNA of John the Baptist, woke him up, and the baby leaped in the mother's womb and was full of the Holy Ghost. You are carrying something that is dying inside of you. But if you find your Elizabeth, if you find your Mary, as you live here, God will cause an infusion and will awake that thing inside of you that is about to die. Is anybody hearing me? I want you to hear me quickly. One of the reasons why the baby wasn't moving was because the mother wasn't active. She was just sleeping down there, worried and thinking about what everybody was going to say about her blessing. Some of the time, some of you worry too much about what people are going to think about your blessings. But you got to understand something. If you don't have an enemy, God can bless you. The Bible says, the Lord prepares me a table in the presence of my enemies. My cup runneth over because he anoints my head with oil. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. So you need some enemies for the Lord to prepare a table before you. If you have no enemies, the Lord can prepare a table before you. Two lessons here quickly. Quickly. Look at me. The reason the baby wasn't moving because mama was not active. Mary came and there was a divine infusion into the DNA of John the Baptist. And the two babies stood in mama's womb and began to communicate in the spirit about their destiny. Something was happening in the womb of these two mamas. I don't know about you, but I feel my baby moving and my baby leaping inside of me. Somebody say, I hear you. I feel my baby coming alive in the inside of me. Say yeah. Now, when John the Baptist leaped in the womb of Elizabeth, she knew that this wasn't a physical move. because her baby hadn't moved and lived for a long time. So she concluded that this ought to be a prophetic move. You see, you got to know what is a physical move. Are you hearing me? And what is a prophetic move? You got to live here with a discernment to know what is a physical move and what is a prophetic move. Somebody say, I hear you. These two cousins were carrying or pregnant with heavy duty. Somebody say, heavy duty. Jesus, when he died and his blood was shed, it sealed up the Old Testament and it opened up the New Testament. Jesus said, John the Baptist, among all men born of women, there is none greater. There is none greater like John the Baptist. Can you imagine the kind of controversy and the rumor that surrounded the birth of these two heavy-duty cousins? What am I saying here? Your warfare is determined by what you are carrying. If you are not pregnant with nothing, if you are not going anywhere, if you are not carrying anything, the devil don't waste his time about you. Rebecca for 20 years had no kids. Talk to the husband. So the husband went to God and said, God, my wife needs a baby. God opened her womb, blessed her with the fruit of the womb. She began to feel a conflict and a wrestling and a war inside of her. So she said, this time, I'm not going to talk to my husband. I'm going to talk to God myself. So she went up to the mountain and said, God, we need to talk. The father said, what's wrong, baby? She said, I feel this wrestling and war inside of me. God said, baby, you are pregnant with two nations. You are not just pregnant with two boys or two sons, but you are pregnant with two nations. I came to tell some woman here this morning that you are pregnant with a nation. There is a whole nation inside of you. There is a whole community inside of you. There is a whole family inside of you. And that's why the devil don't like you. That's why the devil has been fighting you from your mother's womb, because of what you are carrying. Somebody shout, yes.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055, +233 26 767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com, info@godswordforus.com.